This is Mike Murphy, news director at GamerNode.com, and I'm here with Lead Petty, team director of Stacking, and the one and only Tim Schaefer. Guys, thanks for being here.
Awesome to be here.
Our pleasure.
So first off, for anybody who doesn't know, what exactly is Stacking?
Stacking is a game of about Russian stacking dolls, a whole world of living Russian stacking dolls, and the player gets to control the world's smallest Russian stacking doll, and because of that he can stack into other larger dolls, and each doll he stacks into has unique special abilities that the player uses to solve what we call gameplay challenges, which are sort of adventure game style puzzles.
So I know that every single doll has their own special ability. Do you guys have a ballpark number of exactly how many different abilities there are in the game?
Yeah, well, you know, we have there are two types of dolls. There are sort of unique dolls and non-unique dolls, and we have over 100 unique dolls, but even the non-unique dolls have abilities. There's well
millions.
Over 100
so that
millions,
means millions of abilities.
I mean, there's over 100 unique dolls and, you know, probably pretty close to 200 total types of dolls, so somewhere in that neighborhood for abilities.
Okay. So you guys may get this question a lot, but it's a brilliant concept, but kind of bizarre when you think about it. Why Russian stacking dolls, exactly?
What do you have against Russian stacking
dolls? Yeah, geez, you've just hurt their feelings.
I think, obviously, when you see this game, the question is, why has this not been done before, Russian stacking dolls?
Well, I mean, I think from a mechanic, from a gameplay design standpoint, what I do is sort of like take a lot of things about adventure games that we liked, mm-hmm. like being able to play them at your own pace, storytelling, humor, and stuff, but simplify it down so that maybe it'd be a little more immediate for players. And the Russian dolls, actually, in a strange sort of way, are really appropriate for that because the dolls themselves are your inventory, they are the objects, they are the sort of verbs you use in the world, but they're also the characters. So instead of having all these like layers of things you look for, you know that it's just going to, that each puzzle is going to be solved with one or more combinations of dolls. And so they really naturally lend themselves to that in a bizarre sort of way.
So the cutscenes are stylized to be like silent film era type stuff. Based on the environments from what I've seen in the design of the game, that it kind of seems like it's more like late 1800s, early 1900s Russia. Is that specifically why you went with that type of cinematic style for the game?
Yeah, it's, you know, we drew inspirations from like sort of the late Victorian era all the way up through like early Hollywood silent film era. And so we sort of combined the sort of silent film aesthetic with like a stage play theatrical aesthetic. And we just sort of, and you know, I think because the dolls, you know, in some weird ways, like hearing them talk is kind of even more strange. So in some ways seeing them like pantomime, like silent film, kind of vaudevillian, almost actions, kind of makes sense a little bit more. It felt right for the game to kind of keep them in that sort of space, and that's sort of why we went that direction.
Okay. So after Stacking comes out, which is soon, what exactly is next for Double Fine Productions?
When we started this whole process of making smaller games, we kicked off 4 titles at once, and 2 are not announced yet, and so we're still working on those, and we have some new secret stuff that we're cooking up, but a mix of things, many ideas at once, all original cool things, I hope.
All right. Tim Schaefer, Lee Petty, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Travis. You can do so.
You can do it.